or money back.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, as we launch here in Hour 3. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is happening October 10th, 11th, and 12th. At Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com, knobcreekrange.com.
If you're anywhere near Kentucky, this is worth seeing.
It sounds like it, man. I've seen some of the video footage.
Probably worth going if you're really a machine gun fan.
Yeah, it'll blow your mind. I mean, the video footage is amazing. I can't even imagine seeing that in person. The night shoot is what I'm talking about, the grand finale, basically.
If you're going to go for that, you might as well see the rest of it.
No doubt about it. So that's knobcreekrange.com. As we continue here, your calls are the primary element if you dial in. Otherwise, we continue discussing things that are interesting to us. And to continue a conversation that we just barely touched on, Mark, you had touched on the spat or the controversy that really only exists in the digital realm between the two schools of activism, if you will, here in New Hampshire. One school is sort of the standard political activism where, run candidates, look at legislation, vote yay or nay, that sort of thing. But even in the realm of the politics, here in New Hampshire at least, with all these wonderful activists coming in here as part of the Free State Project, we even started to see some changes here. So things are being done differently than they're being done in other places. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, I think, is probably the most outstanding example of some of those things that are just happening differently. Instead of the Republicans and the Democrats just giving each other talking points and telling one another how to vote, the liberty-oriented people are going in, and they're creating their own voting recommendations. They're handing those out to the so-called representatives as they go to vote. They're grading all of the potential legislation, or most of all of the potential legislation that comes up. They're ranking all of the legislators based on how they vote on the legislation, and they come out with a legislator report card at the end of the year to see, did your reps get an A? And are they pro-liberty, or did they get an F?
And many of the reps really do care about that.
And they're starting to. More of them are starting to care because they're knowing and they're finding out that these liberty activists are a valuable resource to have, especially if they're running for re-election. So even in the realm of politics, there is a lot going on here in New Hampshire, and there's a whole lot to do if that's what floats your boat. But apparently there are some people that are getting upset about the fact that we've been covering civil disobedience so much recently on this program. Specifically, I would guess what we discussed earlier tonight with Nick Ryder here in Keene refusing to pay a speeding ticket, or Lauren Canario and Kat Canning going and having a silent protest in the IRS office and some of the things that have resulted from that, or myself with the couch in the yard situation, which we'll be hopefully resolving tomorrow morning in court. The fact is, this has not been the focus of all of the shows. It has not been the major focus of the show. But it's
been coming up.
It has been coming up because it's been happening.
But civil disobedience is newsy. A local politician running for a local office is not nationally syndicated newsy. There's no issue in there. So if there's an issue involved in civil disobedience, that's sort of the nature of it all. And I suppose I can understand why some people would not be interested in hearing about civil disobedience in New Hampshire.
Well, it's not just that. They're also upset because I come down on the political people. Because as many years as I spent doing politics, and I've done politics, I've run outreach booths for the Libertarian Party, I've run campaigns, I've gone and, I've been leadership in Libertarian Party. I mean, I've been all over the place in the third-party political realm.
I find it somewhat irksome, too.
What? Find what? The fact that I trash
on
politics?
Yeah, your attitude about politicians in general, especially here.
Well, politicians are disgusting, yes.
Not necessarily here in New Hampshire. We're running all kinds of people. The first thing you'll say after you listen to them, let them get through their spiel, and you'll say, I'm not really interested in politics. To me, the civil disobedience side's very interesting. Well, they really didn't call to hear what you thought about, what's going on about your life. They called to talk to you about what they're doing, and you know, it's kind of like somebody calls in about their religion, and the first thing you'd do is jump in and say, "I'm an atheist," every single time. They say, "God
but
bless
I'm not
you."
An atheist.
They say, "God bless you" when you sneeze, and then, "Oh, well, I'm an atheist." You know,
but I don't do that.
I don't think it has to be interjected every single time.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and I don't know if it is interjected every single time. However, if somebody's calling in to
but
try to
national politics, I'm with you.
If somebody's calling in to try to tell me about how, and that's really what most of the calls are.
Most of them.
If Dennis calls in from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and is telling us about some of the neat things they're doing over there,
yeah.
I find that interesting, and I always make a point of saying, hey, things are different here in New Hampshire. The political realm is actually having some level of an effect. I will stand by my statement that the non-cooperative action has greater effect in a much faster manner, in a much more effective way, in a much more a better return on investment. It costs less to do non-cooperative activism. It takes less time, less money, and you get more out of it. Those have been my observations.
I don't think that I think that from the same point of view that the political action doesn't do anything in the vast majority of states because there isn't enough political action, that the non-cooperation stuff doesn't do anything in the vast majority of states because there's not enough support and there's not enough non-cooperatives. Essentially, you're spitting in the
thunderstorm. Yeah, but we have far fewer non-cooperative activists here in New Hampshire than they have
support.
Political activists.
There's support.
There is support for non-cooperation.
I'm not saying it's not more effective.
Because it is more effective.
Well, I think it's more effective in the sense that you can make things happen
exactly
with fewer people.
Well, that's effectiveness.
Who knows what those things are? You haven't got it quantifiable
right.
at this point.
You can make the argument that the civil disobedience that's gone on up to this point hasn't actually resulted in anyone other than Free Staters being ignored by the authorities.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't really matter too much to me about the rest of the sheeple as far as what they want to do. I mean, I like the idea of having those people be set free, but if what they want is to be controlled, and there are some that want to be controlled and want to be led,
well,
then that's their business.
That's not true. Earlier in the show, your excuse when I was talking to you about let's stand up for the judge because the judge has done some good things in the last week here, the judge locally, you said that you didn't want to stand up because he's still going after local people here in New Hampshire,
yeah,
people coming through.
He's a violent man.
Apparently, and then you just said just now you only care what they're doing for the Free Staters. Well, the fact is...
No, not for the Free Staters. Only for people that care about their liberty. That's the only thing I'm primarily interested in.
Those are the people that are coming into the court, and that's the reason why you should now stand tomorrow for this judge.
There's no way in hell I'm going to stand for that judge.
Because you're just a stiff-necked jerk. That's why.
No, it's because he's the stiff-necked jerk. He's the one handing down multi-hundred-dollar fines to people for drinking.
To whom?
To various young people.
Who cares about them? Well, who do you just said you don't care about
freedom. I still care about people being violent toward others. I still care about that. But if you don't want your freedom, then
I
don't expect me to do much about helping you get it.
You need to positively reinforce people to do the right thing, and you refuse to do that. And that goes to show where you're coming from.
No, I told you, Mark, that I would, after you mentioned that to me, I told you I would say something nice to the judge when he called me in his little court tomorrow.
How big of you?
Yeah.
Why didn't you stand for the man?
Doesn't deserve it.
Do you don't think that the position of a judge who...
Why don't you ask everybody else who doesn't stand tomorrow,
reacts positively?
Mark?
Well, because they're not sitting here, and they're not doing the syndicating...
Ask them tomorrow.
They're not syndicating a national
ask
show.
Ask them tomorrow. Why don't you interview each and every one of them and ask them why they don't stand for the judge? See what they have to say.
He
works for a system that's inherently violent.
There you go.
So I don't stand for gangsters.
Nobody can please you.
Sure they can. Just stop using force on people.
Can't
stop threatening
you.
Others.
Can't be done.
Oh, so you're saying people can't stop threatening others? Is that what you're saying?
You won't give an inch.
Why should I?
The guy's given a mile. You won't give an inch.
He needs to give another 500,000 miles, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
Because I'm not using force on my neighbors, but he is. Critical difference.
Unimpressed, sir.
Whatever, dude. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You grovel at the feet of the state as much as you want,
sucker. I'm not groveling for crap. I'm rewarding a man who's doing the right thing. You
are
being a
stiff-necked
jerk.
Once or twice. Every other time he's in that courtroom, he's done the wrong thing.
Yeah, Samuel Adams died a pauper, my friend. John Adams was the second president of the United States. The fact is, if you're willing to make compromises with people, you'll go places. If you're not... History will forget you.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So anyway, there was somebody who was complaining about the fact that we talk about civil disobedience on this program and that, oh, I blow off all the political people that call in. But I mean, the last political call we had was Tom in New Hampshire talking about some obscure, run for the Republican guard, or what was it that he was talking about? It was like you have to run for the executive council, and there's seats available, and God, it's just so damn boring. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
In researching my book, Saving the World at Work, I've interviewed countless business leaders looking for stories of pioneering innovators who chose to add social value before a market existed. Among the most exemplary is Horst Reschelbacher, founder of the personal care products company, Aveda. In the beginning, Aveda struggled to get distribution and make word-of-mouth sales, but Horst had faith in the market, and by 1991, Aveda had $50 million in annual revenues. In 1997, Estee Lauder purchased Aveda for $300 million cash. And as Aveda grows, so does its influence. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial the toll-free number to 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they do include the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop when there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates. www.freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is just not secure. privacyharbor.com.
You know, I was talking to them today, and anybody can go there and get a free email account and, you know, get it and send private emails.
Wow, that's cool.
And the fact is, you know, many of these search engines out there, you know, that make their money on advertising, they look for words inside your email. I mean, you know, there's relevant stuff advertised right on your page. That doesn't happen at Privacy Harbor. You know, everything that you write in there is completely private.
So one of our amplifiers today took his ball and went home. He quit his BBS account, deleted his BBS account today over this controversy about politics versus non-cooperation and civil disobedience. And his complaint, one of his complaints was that I'm on the air too much promoting civil disobedience, I guess, and politics doesn't get enough time to you know, turn him on. He's turned some people onto the show, and as a result of that, it's turned them off or something like that. And so I said, well, you know, you could always start your own radio show and talk about how great politics is. I mean, I'm not the only one out. I'm sure we're not going to be the first and last pro-liberty radio show. That much I'm sure of. In fact, I imagine there are going to be several more. Nick, you are doing Free Minds Radio. People can go to freemindsradio.com. They can listen. You just started on The Real Radio this past weekend, and I heard the first hour of the show, and I thought you guys did a pretty good job, considering that it was probably some adrenaline rushing through your veins.
The first time is on your own is definitely different than sitting here in the third chair and just
it's different. It's a different world. You guys got a few phone calls, as I understand it, in the second hour, and so people can go, they can listen to the podcast of that free over at freemindsradio.com. So I actually suggested later on in the this thread on our BBS, hey, you know, if you don't feel like Free Talk Live is the right fit for you, even though we are an open phones show, and even though most of the nights on the air, I didn't make this point, but most of the nights on the air, the third co-host is of the political, semi-friendly toward, I mean, if not pretty friendly toward the political realm.
I would say that typically I'm more of a inside the system political activist. I'd say
Wayne's that way too.
Yeah.
Gardner would be the only person who's not necessarily, I mean, he ideologically is more pure as far as like being an anarcho-capitalist.
He certainly knows more about politics than you and I do.
Right. I mean, Gardner, I think, would get involved if he were invited to be involved in some sort of political action. And, you know, even I have been known to hold a sign or two from time to time, even still. I made good, for instance, on it. One of the people helped out Julia with her campaign, Dawn Lincoln, here in the Keene area. She helped out by holding some signs for Julia when she ran last year. And so I got in touch with Dawn. She was running for state rep in the primary, and I went out and I held a sign for her. So it's not like I'm completely out. If I feel like I can be of assistance without burdening my time too much, I will help out. But it goes back to what you were talking about before, Mark, and that is that the politics, for the most part, just isn't interesting. It's not sexy. Talking about all the details of libertarian or liberty-oriented campaigns is just, that kind of radio makes me want to put a gun in my mouth. So,
well, and it's irrelevant.
To most people,
right.
Yes.
The libertarian politics, you know, unless it's on a national level, and it's not anywhere, honestly, except in New Hampshire, is irrelevant. And then, you know, we can't talk about New Hampshire politics too much. I do say and have said and will continue to say, currently, we just had, it was 153 people endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
That's relevant.
Make it through the New Hampshire, through the primaries, and it could be as high as, you know, 100 would make it through the general.
That's a relevant point because you're not focusing on the minutiae of the 150
right.
different races.
Well, you know, I can't talk about Jason Bedrick or something was mentioned on the show by a caller a few days ago. You know, it's one thing to mention the guy's name. It's something else.
Let's get down to the issues. What does Bedrick believe on this and this?
Right.
And this
let's talk to, you know, you can't talk about it. You know, where? Hooks it? Who? Huh?
Yeah.
Is it from Bo? Where?
But the fact that there's 150 liberty-oriented.
No, it's Berlin.
But the fact that there's
Lebanon?
150
no, it's Lebanon.
Liberty-oriented people that have been, had gotten through the primary, that's an interesting fact. That's something that's worth talking about. And when somebody like Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance calls in to relay that sort of information, that sort of general info about the political movement here in New Hampshire, the successes that they're having, the challenges they're facing, that's interesting news for people that are outside possibly looking at the activism going on here.
And ultimately, the result of those elections, hopefully, is that bad laws get repealed and laws that guarantee freedom get passed, which are basically repealing other laws. And that will be newsworthy. I mean, I'm sure you guys are going to report on it if there's a marijuana decrim bill that actually passes and becomes law here.
Even if it's not here, if it's Massachusetts, they're voting on it down in Massachusetts. We'll talk about that. Massachusetts voting on the income tax issue. We have talked about that, and we will talk about that. So to suggest that this show just focuses on civil disobedience is just selective listening. It's just somebody who's hearing the parts of the show that he or she disagrees with the most and is saying to themselves, oh, that's all they ever talk about on this show.
Well, they should call in.
That's also what I suggested. Open phones.
They're open phones. I mean, most of the time, no one's waiting to
right.
get across.
Right now, no one is on the telephone.
Right.
Nationally syndicated, 40 stations.
If you call
in. Don't complain about what, you know.
There is somebody, and we're going to get to them. But if you call in, I wanted to finish this line of thinking. If you call in and you want to propose some political idea about, well, we need to get the third parties into the debates. Okay, I was on your side. I joined the open debates back in 2004. I thought this was really important in 2000, 2004. But now I understand that the national level politics is a flipping waste of time, and you are kidding yourself if you think you can get Ralph Nader or Bob Barr or somebody like that into the debates. It's never happened. They arrested Michael Badnarik back in 2004. So if you come to the table with something like that, you expect me to just, fall all over myself and talk about how great of an idea it is? Look, I'm going to tell you what I think.
National politics is just dead.
Right. I'm going to tell you what I think, and that's what I think about national politics. And how many times have I said, Mark, I feel like I've repeated myself so much, how many times have I made it clear that, yes, I do think that there's something different about politics in New Hampshire. I think it is possible to have some sort of change affected through the political realm here. Does that mean I'm going to get all jazzed up and go to the state house and testify? Hell no.
You should do what you're interested in. And I think that, that people that want to get involved, want to do political things should be supported to some extent. I do think that if they're talking about national stuff, I can see the point. You know, I just don't think there's much to be done. If we the people couldn't do it, I just don't feel like anybody can.
It's open phones. We go to them. Tom in New Jersey on the AMP line.
Hi, good evening, guys.
What's on your mind, Tom?
Yeah, a few things. Number one, I'm on the road today and listening to
JDK. It sounds like you're on the road. In fact, you're on a cell phone. We're going to bring you back. Hang on. Hopefully you can survive the break. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. And this is your show. Even if we disagree, we'll still talk to you. It's Free Talk Live.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease-activators
factors that cause chronic health issues, it means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial toll-free to 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the live stream. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and webcam version of the show. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com. Experience it all for free. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Spring and summer internships in broadcast and print journalism. The Institute for Humane Studies is looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily papers and major media outlets for the spring or summer. All positions are paid and include career workshops, opportunities to network. The deadline to apply for an early summer decision is November. First, visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. This is a housing, it gives you housing and travel allowance, stipend, tuition and travel assistance, free books, mentoring. This is really the way to go. They're giving you money. Libertarianinternships.com.
It's like you said.
This is what all the rest of the political organization, yeah. You know, the Democrats and Republicans, they get this
they
stuff.
Do this stuff.
And this is because of Charles Koch and his foundation has given money to make this stuff happen. And if young libertarians, people, you know, people that are interested in this stuff, they don't get involved, then whose fault is it?
Hey, finally, it's about time Free Talk Live got a little piece of that Coke money that's out there.
Libertarian's
got a lot of damn money to spread around.
LibertarianInternships.com. Well, you know, he gives the money to the people that are doing stuff that don't make money, you know?
All right, 800-259-9231. Hey, it took us a long time to make money at the show. And that's what those people that are going to those internships better understand, that your pay level is not going to be that much higher once you actually get a job in the
newspapers. Print media is better.
What? Really?
And broadcast, you're going to television.
They're chopping. They're cutting
there's
jobs.
There's no radios. And jobs in radio, I'm afraid. You know.
I don't know if there's jobs in print, man. They're getting the axe.
Well, I don't know. I was in print a couple of years ago. and it was in magazines.
Yeah, you were high. You were like a high upper echelon kind of hoity-toity magazine, and then there's always going to be advertisers there. All right, we continue here. We go back to Tom listening in New Jersey. You're on the amp line, and you had some trouble with your cell, but you're back. So go ahead with your points, Tom.
Yes, hopefully you can hear me.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to thank you guys for the 80K broadband stream first. I'm on a long drive today and listening to it on my iPhone. It's kind of great.
Excellent.
Yeah, so thank you. With regard to civil disobedience, I cannot possibly get enough of the civil disobedience stories. I just wanted to call in as a huge fan of that form of political change. I, too, was once an in-the-system man, as founder of the Young Republicans Club at my high school, and a National Review subscriber, and you know, and it finally dawned on me, thanks to luminaries like Murray Rothbard and others that I managed to find and read, that you know, that is interesting, and I do support the people that want to go that way, but it just seems like every major political change in history, almost without exception, has been accomplished through some form of civil disobedience. So, I strongly advocate it, and it's fun to listen to, too. I mean, look at Jimmy Justice, how many views he gets on YouTube just by challenging bureaucrats.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's too civilly disobedient. I suppose maybe continuing to film a bureaucrat after they've requested you not, I suppose it's somewhat disobedient. But
well,
yes.
it fits into the same realm. And the thing is that civil disobedience, from our point of view,
that's non-cooperation,
Well, non-cooperation, any of that stuff. I don't even know what these definitions are. I use them interchangeably. It's newsworthy no matter where it is. If it was in Bangladesh and somebody was standing up, maybe in Bangladesh it'd have to be a little bit bigger than somebody throwing snowballs at the IRS building or challenging a speeding ticket in the same way. But if civil disobedience is newsworthy no matter where it is, however, politics is not. Look, if the libertarian in your town is running for school board, fabulous. But why are we going to talk about?
Right. Well, that's why I think that's a great point, Mark. And
we could talk about how being a libertarian on a school board is
difficult.
How do you be a libertarian on a school board? What do you vote for? What do you not vote for? Considering the whole public school system itself is, well, sort of antithetical to freedom.
Right, yeah. So having Carrie Ellison on earlier this week, the proprietor of the Black Hawk Saloon, a bar in Charleston, West Virginia, a bar owner who has decided to say go to hell, basically, to the health board and not pay the cigarette smoking ban fines that he's been given, that's news. That's amazing. That's fantastic.
Because it's not happening anywhere.
And it's something that's something that I value and I want to encourage. I don't have to encourage people to go out and do politics. There's plenty of people doing that stuff.
Well, honestly,
it also attacks the fundamental, the greatest weapon that the bureaucrats have is the air of legitimacy.
Yep.
And it really strikes the root of that. And along those lines, I have a suggestion, if I may be so bold, New Hampshire audience for another form of civil disobedience, mainly because I'm saying this, suggesting it primarily because I'd love to see it on the Ridley Report and see some video of this. Mm-hmm. But the next time you all go to a rally, or go to a courtroom to rally around someone non-cooperating, wear some nice, long, flowing black robes. I really want to see
it's actually been tried.
Say, hey, you can't wear my costume.
We've actually done it. It happened earlier this year, and I don't know. I think Nick Ryder at Ryder Report. You can actually go to freekeen.com and click the Ryder Report link. You might be able to find the video there. Of myself and another activist here, Menno, attempting to do that. Unfortunately, Menno and I were not willing to get arrested at that point, so we didn't push it like Dave Ridley recently pushed the camera pan ban civil disobedience that we talked about. So it's really just us getting turned away at the door. It's not really much to watch.
So they turned you away because you were wearing
the costumes.
Black.
Right. They said if we wear the costume every day for our job, we could come in with that on, but otherwise, no.
But I don't wear any of my clothes every day.
I didn't feel like arguing with
the guy. I wear different color clothes. Different types of clothes.
One of the things there, Mark, was the guy that runs the door in the court, I actually have really good rapport with because he's been nothing but a nice guy to me. And, I don't want to piss that particular bureaucrat off.
Understood.
I like the guy. So, I have some respect for him. Anyway, there you go, Tom. Any other thoughts?
That's it. Well,
thanks.
If you need a backup story, you can, from here on forward, my AMP contribution is compensation for you wearing a black robe. So you are, it is now your job if you choose it.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
Good luck with your drive. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue. Sergeant Pitstop is on the line in Georgia. On Free Talk Live, Sergeant
Hello.
Pitstop. Hello.
I have a public service announcement.
Do tell.
A few days ago, you and Mark made false claims on the radio.
What no about? Doubt.
Blue balls is real.
This is what I've heard. There's a thread about it, actually, over the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. People are saying, Mark, you're wrong about this. The blue ball phenomenon, the much rumored, much talked about blue ball phenomenon, absolutely real, say some of the BBS posters. What have you to say to that, caller?
I'm saying Sorry. That if someone comes home early and you got to pull out, you're going to have blue balls.
Interesting observation. Yeah. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
The scenario he's talking about has happened to me, and it hasn't happened to me. So when he says you and the second, indicating the second person, me, not necessarily true.
Yeah.
I think that it happened. Perhaps, you can't say nothing.
I missed the original conversation.
Does it exist? Is it a lie propagated by guys in order to advance the situation, or is it in fact true? Have you heard of the phenomena?
Yes, it's happened. I mean, I would say it happened to me.
Okay. Well,
do you need to elaborate on that?
You would have to be careful.
Is there actually any discoloration involved? Or
no.
Is it just more
well, that's
feeling?
My question here.
I don't think that anyone alleged discoloration.
Oh, well, then yes. My answer is yes. That's
it is real.
Okay.
Yes.
Why didn't you take care of the problem yourself? Shortly after whatever the issue was. I mean, you know what I mean? You just
sometimes it's just not an opportune moment.
Circumstances.
Yeah. You got to go to work or something like that, for instance. That might be a possibility. There you go. 800-259-9231. You really can talk about anything here, though. That particular topic we can only go so deep into because of FCC regs and all that. We don't want our radio station affiliates to have problems.
Oh, they want us to talk about it as close as we can, though.
That's probably true. And we could have been talking about all kinds of things, right? We didn't actually get too explicit there. Could have been blue bouncing play balls that your son plays with.
It works.
The playpen. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated, and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Whatever it is you need, you can buy it there. Over 41 categories. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. And even used products. Whatever you buy, whatever you load in your cart and check out, if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, you will help Free Talk Live. A percentage of the sale, and actually a pretty decent percentage, is going to go to Free Talk Live. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. And while you're surfing around, go and visit our friends Nick and Toby from Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio. Great pro-liberty content. It's a multimedia show. You guys are all over the place. You guys are on various different cable access.
Anywhere people listen to them.
Cable access television channels. That's kind of where you guys got your start. You then expanded into the realm of podcasting. From there, you've expanded into the realm of being on real broadcast radio, which it's been a quite a wild ride. And what, 2 years of being around?
It's been 2 years, and It's been a very fun and interesting ride at the same time. So.
And it continues on, and people can help support your show and get access to perks, sort of like we've got an amplifier program. You guys have something similar. What do you call your supporters?
We call it members. Member section.
That works. So you can go to freemindstv.com, watch the show free, listen to the podcast, tune in live to the radio. You guys are doing it now Sundays from 3 to 5 o'clock. You can, if you're listening to the Free Talk live streams, you'll hear Free Minds Radio from 3 to 5 o'clock live on Sundays.
Right.
So tune in then.
Does that mean we're syndicating them?
That means we are internet affiliating them, perhaps.
Okay.
All right. So freemindstv.com. We go to yet another man who's creating some great pro-liberty media. He is Sam from Texas. The Obscured Truth Network is his media that he's been working on. And Sam, you're, I guess, busily preparing to possibly move out of Texas here within the next couple months or so and come here to our very own lovely Keene, New Hampshire.
Absolutely. And it's hearing stories like what happened in court or this week that is just really getting me excited and wanting me to move up there as soon as I can.
It's really amazing what has been happening, and I think that it seems like things are kind of picking up steam a little bit too, which is great.
I think so, and I'm just amazed at the crowds that are showing up to court. Now, and that's what I'm actually calling about. Mark seems to get a little testy on this subject, and a couple segments back, Mark, you were kind of suggesting that since this judge was fair in Nick Ryder's case, and returned a not guilty plea.
And not just that case, before you go on, Sam, not just that case, but he also was fair in dealing with Dave Ridley in the Pan Band situation.
Mm-hmm. He's allowed multiple recording devices in the court now.
Right. He allowed, instead of just one camera, he's allowing many cameras in. I feel like this guy's doing the right thing and going above and beyond.
And then you suggested that Ian should, because of that, stand for him tomorrow.
I think that it would be a good gesture. I want you to imagine, picture this, if you will, for a moment, Sam. This guy who's been, you know, sort of anti-liberty, and
still
suddenly
is.
He makes some good decisions. Every liberty lover that comes into the courtroom, all these people that have sat, been, you know, disrespectful in his opinion, to him and his position, suddenly stand.
Good decisions are a value judgment, but go ahead.
Well, you know, what the good decisions that the liberty lovers would say, these are good decisions. Ian said it was a good decision. Suddenly they all stand the time they come in after he's made these decisions. Do you think that would have an effect on the guy?
I think it would. But then you gave an example that Sam Adams was really a man of principle and died broke, and who was the other one?
It was John Adams, his cousin. It was a poor example, and I'm glad you gave me the chance to go back. Paul Revere died broke. Sam Adams was the governor of Massachusetts, and you know, at some point he didn't die in obscurity, but certainly relative obscurity compared to his much more famous,
compromising
cousin.
Wait a minute, he's on
cousin.
A beer. There's a whole bunch of beers that bear his name. That's pretty
Just
darn famous.
Because he happens to be a patriot and a brewer, okay? You know, he was a bar owner before he got involved in politics.
Go ahead, Sam.
So when Gandhi stood in front of the British and told them that they were going to leave because the Indians were not going to continue cooperating with the British Empire, was he bending his principles there?
It doesn't seem like it. Do you think that Gandhi afforded a certain amount of respect to some British politicians that were perhaps supportive of his ventures?
Perhaps. I don't think most of them knew who he was, and do you think they would know who he was if he hadn't have taken this principled stand to begin with?
I think that his principled stand is was great, and it was the reason that he is considered a great man today. However,
even though he died poor?
What's that?
Even though he died poor?
He died poor from choice. I mean, he could have been the richest guy in India if he wanted to be.
Yeah, same with Jesus.
I guess. I mean, you know.
And then,
if
we could
lived,
look at, we could look at Himmler, though. That's somebody who bent his principles,
Himmler?
You know, by being a part of the German war machine, but helping the Jews at the same time and saving their lives. Of course, he didn't really go into it starting out, you know, as a way to help the Jews. He really went there to make money off of the backs of these people and use them as slave labor, as a war profiteer. And it wasn't until, you know, he got there and saw what was happening and saw the personal stories that he was willing to give up all his possessions, and he actually did die poor.
Did he?
I'd like to interject something here to this conversation.
So you're saying we should die poor? I don't understand what direction you're going.
I don't see that.
Where are you wrapping it in?
That's not really a measure of success. I mean, that's kind of the suggestion that I got from your quote or your comparison to Sam Adams to Quincy Adams or whoever it was.
John Adams. Quincy Adams' father? No,
I have a suggestion, Mark, and I made it during the break. I want to make it on the air at this point. If you want to show that you respect what the judge did, I think what makes more sense than some symbolic thing that just is business as usual for him, most people stand all day, every day in his courtroom, I think instead of doing something symbolic, which really doesn't mean anything, it doesn't communicate anything effectively, you'd be better off taking a little bit of time, writing a nice letter to the judge and saying, hey, I took notice of what you had done with the Nick Ryder case and the, you know, this other case, and I thought you made the right decision, and I wanted to thank you for it. Please keep up the good work.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right that the letter would be the best way to communicate. I don't know exactly how to do that. I'm going to ask the bureaucrats at the courthouse how I would leave a note for the judge.
Yeah.
However, I believe that it's important. You know, your symbology is important in both directions. Do you think that the symbology of throwing snowballs at the IRS building was of no consequence, whatever? Of course you don't.
I think that's just good fun.
That's fun, yeah.
Well, it's good PR or whatever, and the same way I think your symbology should count, so I'm going to stand for that judge tomorrow.
That's good.
Okay, well, I would choose still not to stand, but when
me
you
too.
Find out his contact information, would you send it to me too?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great idea. In fact, even if the court won't give it to you, you can probably look his
send
name
it to
up
the
in
court
the phone
with his
book.
Name on it would work.
Well, sometimes the courts.
I'm thinking I could write something and put it in an envelope and leave it for him.
Sometimes, well, I called the Superior Court, actually, and I had asked about that because Russell Canning, one of the other activists, was on trial at one point in the Superior Court, and so-called, and I asked, well, how do I get a note to the judge? And they said, you can't do that. They said, you can put something in the file for the case, but you can't actually get a note to the judge. They don't deliver mail to the judge. So you can ask about that. It may be that they'll do it differently at the so-called district court because the rules are arbitrary and different everywhere. But you may have to actually just write the guy at home, in which case it's not hard to do. We live in a very small place. Looking in the phone book usually reveals.
I don't even know the guy's name, honestly.
Name and address.
You'll give it to me off the air if you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. So there you go. More to come tomorrow. Sam, I mean, what an amazing result we had today with Nick Ryder, who went in and essentially admitted. You saw the footage, right, of Nick's trial?
I saw it, yes.
You can see it over at freekeen.com. I posted it just this afternoon, so if you haven't seen it yet, you can go watch the actual entirety of the trial footage. But he basically admitted that he was speeding during the trial.
I could see it, and I could not believe it. I was watching that thinking, oh, he is so done for. With all of the things that he admitted to and the things that he said and some of the questions, I just could not believe that this is the result. It's amazing.
Well, the reason why you couldn't believe it, Sam, is because you're down there and he's up here. And when you go into court, you're the one-man band. I mean, there's nobody there. There's nobody there backing you up. The judge isn't having people stay seated when he walks into the room. He hasn't had just this cavalcade of various different cases of people saying, I'm not paying, I'm not paying, I'm not paying. And so there's something to be said for having 10 activists sitting behind you backing you up. I don't know what it is, but the judges, you know, this judge is certainly taking note, and he's definitely ruling in a different way. So it'll be very interesting to see what he decides to do, presuming it's him, tomorrow morning.
That's why he's taking note, because of all of the resistance that he's running into. Had that not happened, he'd still be making the same bad decisions that he always has.
Understood. I hope I haven't made it seem like that's what I think. That suddenly had some kind of moral turnaround or anything like that.
Right. The moment our
I'm of the opinion,
gone.
Though, when a person, when any living being, when a dog does the right thing, you don't beat it, you don't scold it, you don't kick it, you praise it. And that's all I'm suggesting here. And I'm suggesting that a person that beats, kicks, or scolds his dog when it does something good is a jerk.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam, for the call. Appreciate it. You're the one being a jerk.
I'm not a jerk.
Let's take a poll.
Against who? Put on the BBS. We got a polling feature there. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com.
Who is being the jerk tonight?
Jerk.
All right. More on the way tomorrow night. See you then. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Listen.